Rural Australia. Here in the Sydney bubble, it seems like we only ever hear about it when something's going terribly wrong, like the floods of the past fortnight. But if you'd like to hear some positive news from rural Australia and some unique perspectives on higher education, then we have the podcast for you. My Town is a new podcast created by Macquarie University's Widening Participation Unit in collaboration with 2SER. It explores the journey and challenges of a group of university students from rural backgrounds. Joining me now is one of the podcast producers and a recent rural student herself, Keely McDermott. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So what was the idea behind putting this podcast together?
Well, this podcast came about from Widening Participation. So they initially started with a research project about regional and rural students, and then that turned into a film project. And I was a part of the film project, and we did all these interviews and were gathering all this information, and we realised we had so much audio footage, and we sort of wanted to capture that into some podcasts and sort of work with 2SER to distribute that and help us really create something quite special. So yeah, that's how that sort of came about.
Sounds great. And what were the kind of things that they asked about? How did all the themes come together?
Yeah, so we sort of looked at different parts of a student's journey into higher education. So we sort of looked at the background of growing up in a regional town and what that was like. And then we branched into what the education was like in regional towns, because it can be quite different from living in metropolitan cities. So, we sort of looked at the background before going into higher education and the reasons why a student will go into higher education and the barriers and challenges. And then going on from that, we looked at what the actual experience was like once getting to uni and settling in, and how they found that. So we sort of take the podcast through a journey of sort of the whole educational experience of a regional student.
And who do you think's going to benefit from listening to the podcast? Like, I can imagine that it would be great for a lot of rural students, like before and during higher education.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think for me, being a regional student, if I had something like this listening to when I was sort of making that decision going into university, would have been so beneficial for me. So I think if that can help other students contemplating higher education that are regional, rural, remote, I think that would be really special. But even people that don't necessarily have a regional, rural background at all, I think it's just really interesting to hear the experiences of someone different and sort of the challenges that those people faced in getting into higher education. I think it's something really unique as well.
For sure. And you mentioned there being a rural student yourself. I imagine you could relate to some of the stories that we'll be hearing in the podcast. But was there anything in particular that you learned while putting this together? Anything that surprised you?
I found it really interesting just hearing different people's backgrounds and sort of their what their schooling was like back home. That was super interesting to me. But just university challenges I didn't even sort of expect. Like there was one student that spoke about how her teacher expected them to drive everywhere in Sydney, and she's like, I don't even know how to get around in Sydney. I don't even have a car here. Like, I can't just get my parents to drop me off. So little stories like that I found were really, really interesting. So yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah, it sounds great. And there's definitely things that you mentioned there that people, maybe Sydney-siders that have grown up in a city, wouldn't even think of.
For sure.
Thank you so much for joining us, Keely, and I can't wait to listen more.
Thanks, Marlene.